Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. There was recently a study done on a national scale of individuals who are not going back for their second doses of Pfizer or Moderna and saying, well, I'm just going to do the one and done mentality, even though the CDC is recommending two doses to be immunized up to the full potential. How is that going in our community? Are we seeing that of people not getting their second doses? And what is San Juan Basin doing about it?
Yeah, thanks for asking about this. This is a little bit tricky because, you know, I think there's a variety of reasons why people don't come back for their second dose. And we find, depending on, you know, when someone got their first dose, we're seeing, you know, maybe 5-10% of people don't come back at the, you know, right away for their second dose. We've been phone banking. Some of the things that we found is that people have gotten a second dose. They've just gotten it elsewhere. So that hasn't made it into the state system. So it's great that we call and we get that information so we can kind of true up the data that's in the state system. But I think it is really, really important. There's some new evidence that's coming out, especially around the variants, that having, you know, the full protection from getting the second dose really, really matters. And so if people don't come in for their second dose, you know, they're not fully immunized. And this is, and they're especially more vulnerable to some of the variants that are, you know, passing around. In Colorado, you know, more than 50% of our cases right now are variant cases. So with that, you know, I think the most important message is, if you haven't made it in for your second dose yet, come on in, right? Like, we'll call you on the phone bank, we'll send you texts, but, you know, it's also up to you. Go to the website, find a clinic. You can walk in anytime, you know, find a clinic that has the second dose that you're looking for, whether it's Moderna or Pfizer. Doesn't matter if you got your first shot in January, February, March, you know, we'll take you. We'll get you in. If you lost your card, we'll look it up and write you a new card. You know, we're not upset about it. We're not shaming anybody. We're just saying, come on in. We'll get you that second dose. It's free. You know, you'll get in and out as quickly as possible. No questions asked. Just come on in and do it, because it is going to offer you more protection. And this is what we need. We need people to be fully immunized, you know, and we can see it, you know, it happening in different parts of the world. When variants take over, we really see cases, you know, skyrocket. And, you know, here in the U.S., Colorado is still, you know, top two or three states for case transmission right now. So partial protection is not going to be enough. Come on in. We'll get you in. We'll get you out really quick. And we'll get you a new card if you need one.
You just recently mentioned, too, that over 50% of the cases that are found in Colorado are of a variant of some degree. It was reported over the weekend that the new variant from India was identified in Mesa County. Is it worrisome for you when you see this information? Is it like, oh, here we go again? Or is it like, moreover, to get that second dose and to keep on vaccinating people?
Well, I mean, I think it's both, right? I mean, we know what the strategies are, which are to take advantage of the vaccine. And, you know, I think we should talk about that a little bit. We have lots of vaccine availability. We have appointments every day. You know, you can walk in at most of our clinics. So, you know, when we learn about these new things, I mean, I think you asked kind of how we feel about it. And I think we, you know, it's concerning, right? As long as there's still high rates of virus circulating anywhere, there's always going to be opportunity for the virus to mutate. And if it mutates into a variant of concern, you know, we can have, you know, just big problems on our hands if these get away from us, you know? And so I think that the public health community is always kind of watching what's going on other parts of the world, other parts of the country, and trying to be predictive of what that means to us. You know, so far the variants of concern, the vaccines that we have now do offer protection for the variants of concern, but there's always, you know, there's always that concern that it could get away from us. And I think that does suck the air out of the room when you think about it.
It was recently announced too, and you and I touched on this last week, that Pfizer would be coming out with a vaccine for 12 to 15 year olds. And then the CDC and the Biden administration that's working on the vaccine were also saying that we could be looking by fall for the 2 to 11 year old demographic receiving the vaccine. As we're moving through and progressing, how important is it for children who aren't getting as sick as others to get this vaccine?
It's really important. You know, it's how we limit spread in the community, and it's the percentage of people that are fully immunized, no matter what age group that they're in, drops the number of people in any community who are susceptible. So as long as the susceptible pool is shrinking, there's fewer places for the virus to go and fewer places for it to continue to grow exponentially. So, you know, while children right now do tend to get milder cases of COVID, that's not guaranteed. You know, there are children all over the country who have been hospitalized as a result of picking up COVID-19. And children have also passed it on, you know, within households and within the community to other individuals who have not been so lucky. So this is, you know, how we kind of create community immunity is by getting everybody vaccinated so that we can just stop the virus in its tracks and see exponential shrinking rather than exponential growth. So let's talk about 12 to 15 year olds first. You know, we do expect this week, maybe next week, to get word that 12 to 15 year olds have been approved for Pfizer. Right now, Pfizer is available for 16 and 17 year olds. And when 12 to 15 year olds get added, we have enough supply in this community and we have enough appointments in this community that everyone can get in right away. We really encourage people to take advantage of this. We have seen over this past year, trying to figure out how kids can take advantage of education, extracurricular activities, all the developmental things that, you know, kids need to do to grow and flourish. So when we add in 12 to 15 year olds to 16 and 17 year olds, we really give kids a great shot at getting through school and getting through extracurricular activities. I mean, you know, I think for people that follow, for example, you know, high school sports, you know, it's high school volleyball championship time. And I was talking over the weekend with, you know, directors, public health directors in other counties talking about how they had to isolate, you know, the whole volleyball team. And it wasn't quarantine that, you know, people were exposed. It was isolate. The whole volleyball team tested positive right before the state championship. I mean, these are really sort of, you know, for kids that aren't going to get another shot to be in high school and go to another, you know, the high school volleyball championship, these are bad outcomes. So getting that vaccine is going to really protect us in, you know, ways that we can really identify, and then in other more abstract ways, because it stops virus from spreading in the community.
Leanne Gillon, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Is there anything else you want to add for us here today?
You know, I think what I really want to say is we have over 50% of our community members who've taken advantage of vaccine. Out of the folks that are eligible, it's well over 60%. But everybody probably knows somebody who hasn't taken advantage yet. And there's a lot of reasons why someone hasn't figured out how to work it into their life yet. So if you've gotten a vaccine, and if it's felt good to you to have that relief, you know, that you can partake in things more normally now, tell a friend, bring a friend, help someone sign up. You know, if you have 12 to 15 year old kids and they're sign up for the notification so that as soon as they're eligible, you know how to get them in for an appointment, right? And bring someone with you. Let's get everybody vaccinated in the next couple of weeks so we can, you know, have as normal of a summer as we're all looking forward to.
Leanne, thanks so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.